Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Mysterious Pals. My name is Chris, and I'm here with a guy who needs no introduction, but I'm going to introduce him anyway. His dad called him Handy Randy once, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Randy.
But you know him as Jordan.
Randy.
Jordan.
Yeah. Chris, hello.
Good to have you in the Mysterious Studio today.
Mysterious Dungeon.
Yeah. And I watched the Taylor Swift Eras Tour video recently.
Why?
Because I have a 8-year-old.
Okay.
And
yeah, that's why.
A lot of money involved in that thing. She's quite a performer.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be singing and dancing. A lot of changes. But we're not here to talk about that person.
No, we're not doing a podcast about her.
We just changed this about Miss Taylor Swift. That's all
Travis
we're here for.
Travis Kelce. No one's sick of that.
Let's pause the silence if you're listening. Is us rolling our eyes. Jordan putting his head down. Any case, thank you for being here. And we are here today to talk about something mysterious, probably.
Sure.
And that's going to be brought to us by Jordan. Jordan, what do you got for us today?
There's something, at a callback to something here. I'm going to read a synopsis to a movie.
Synopsis to a movie.
Yeah, this was brought to my attention by a friend from work. His name's Jeff. Not that Jeff of Deathland, but he started watching some of her stuff, and he's like, hey, man, you did an episode, and it reminds me of a movie.
Of his movie? Or a movie?
A movie.
Now, when you say Jeff from Deathlam, it's not him.
No, it's not him, no.
But Deathlam is the band that you should listen to,
right,
who does our music.
Yes, the intro. Okay. All right, so did you ever watch Get Smart?
Like the old show?
Yeah, I never watched it. I feel like I should, because Mel Brooks had a big part in that, apparently.
Mel Brooks.
Yeah, he did
Blazing Saddles
and
yeah.
Spaceballs, amazing movies. This is a synopsis to a movie they did in the 80s based on that show. All right, this is a synopsis of the movie. Here we go.
When's this movie come out?
It came out in 1980.
Oh, man.
So, 40-something years ago? Oh, my God. Here we go. While enjoying retirement, secret agent Maxwell Smart soon finds the world needs his services again. With a chaos terrorist plot underway, the chief of the Pitts agency re-enlists Smart to keep chaos from detonating bombs that leave their helpless victims in the buff.
Oh. Wait, so the party missiles.
The movie's called The Nude Bomb.
Someone stole our idea 40 years ago.
40 years ago.
Oh,
he
man.
Told me, I was like, what?
Mel Brooks beat us to it.
Well, so I guess Mel Brooks didn't have anything to do with the movie, and the movie like flopped, but
good.
Yeah, it's called The Nude Bomb.
Well, that was a bomb. We had a missile.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they didn't have missiles back then.
Yeah. Huh?
I don't know. Yes, I'm kidding. They had missiles. I know that.
I was very happy and bummed at the same time that that's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we're in good company then. If that just means that we're smart.
They're onto something with
that. We got smart.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes. In any case, what the hell are you doing here today?
Well, Chris, depending on how you look at us.
I look at us.
Depending on how you look at this topic.
Oh, look at us? Look at this.
Look at this.
The story.
It could be considered dark.
It's going to be dark.
But, again, depending on how you look at it.
I'm pretty sure it's dark.
It could be a happy ending? Question mark?
I'm going to say that it's not going to be a happy ending. And I'm going to
say, for some involved, it was a happy ending, maybe.
Okay.
All right. All right. This mystery of ours starts on a Sunday morning in Hexham, a small town in Northumberland, England.
Northumberland, England.
Yeah, it's like northeastern England. The date is May 5th, 1967. Two sisters, a 6-year-old Jacqueline Pollock and 11-year-old Joanna, are on their way to church with their friend, a 9-year-old Anthony. Okay, there's Sunday morning,
church,
going
kids.
To church.
Can't be dark.
No.
Why would you bring this up?
Meanwhile, a local woman across town was not doing too well. After losing custody of her children, this lady had become severely depressed. She apparently lost custody because she was mentally unstable. You guys see where this is going?
No. You said it wasn't going to be. You said it wasn't going to be sad.
Well,
dark.
Well, it is, of course, at the beginning, but again, you'll see. All right. So reports.
You didn't say that.
At this point, kind of vary. Either the woman was planning to commit suicide by ingesting what she thought was a fatal amount of prescription drugs, and she's planning on getting behind the wheel of her car and crashing into something. Or, while she was on the drugs, she was planning on taking her life while crashing her car into someone. Again, this varies from what I read. Either way, while in her car, this woman jumps a curb, ramming into three children, pinning them against the wall. The sisters, Jacqueline and Joanna Pollock, die on the spot, while their friend Anthony dies on his way to the hospital.
Not dark at all. Thanks for opening that up in the beginning.
But there's some, like, well, some spirituality in here.
You can only go up.
Yeah. This woman was sent to a psychiatric hospital again.
Wait, she didn't die?
No, the woman did not die.
What the hell?
Like, she wanted to die, but she did not. Said she killed three innocent kids. She gets arrested, sent to a psychiatric hospital. Again, it varies whether this was intentional or not. Some say she did this on purpose out of grief. Others said she tried to swerve and miss the children, but couldn't because the drugs had taken effect. So she saw the kids. It's like, either she's like, I'm taking them out from grief, or she's like, oh, what am I about to do? I'm about to hit these kids. So she wasn't able to react in time because she was heavily drugged.
Don't get behind the wheel if you have any type of stuff in your system.
But I don't understand.
Call an Uber.
If she wanted to take a fatal dose, why did she decide to go get in the car and drive? Like, one of the fatal dose, or just like...
Yeah, just sit down.
Yeah, sit down. And let someone find your
nap.
Dead, smelly body weeks later.
Yeah, take a nap. Do anything else besides get in the car and try to hurt other
right.
people.
Yeah. All right, so that's
the easy part.
That's the sad part there.
You said there wasn't a sad one.
I did. I said it starts dark, but depending on how you look at it,
it
does have a happy ending.
Darkly.
Maybe.
Okay.
All right. So let's jump back in time a few years to go over some of the family history of these Pollock sisters.
Oh, let's go back.
Before moving forward with the weird mystery stuff, okay? The parents of the deceased sisters, John and Florence Pollock, owners and operators of a grocery and dairy delivery service. John was Catholic. This is important. We'll go over that later. And Florence was Protestant, but she converted to Catholicism when they got married. Sorry. In 1946, they had Joanna. 5 years later, after moving to Hexham, they had Jacqueline. John and Florence were very busy with the business, so the girls were mostly raised by Florence's mother, so their maternal grandmother. Joanna would often mother the younger Jacqueline. Joanna was much more outgoing and generous, and she liked to dress up and perform plays.
All you're doing is making this worse. I don't know. Let's hear these kids die and go and find out how great people they were and which sunshine rays they were to everybody around them.
Well, this is all for a reason, Chris. I understand it's dark, though. Yeah.
As long as we understand that it is dark, yes.
I think it's pretty clear. Jacqueline had a distinct birthmark on her left waist. And at age of 3, she fell and hit her head on a bucket, giving her a scar right over her right eye on her forehead. Shortly before they died, Jacqueline was still having issues learning to write. Apparently, she held the pencil upright in her hand, like with a fist. Like, not actually learning how to, like...
That's how you write.
Yeah, when I was reading this, I was like, how do I actually write? It's not like that, though. I don't think
that's
it's
how
that.
You color.
Yeah.
When you're using your crayons. Yeah.
As long as I get inside the lines, I'm happy. It's claimed by the parents that Joanna would frequently say, I will never be a lady.
Okay.
So is that like, you know,
is that something we need for later?
Precognition, maybe?
Oh, I will never be a lady,
yeah.
As in grow up to be a lady, not just like I will always be a tomboy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But again, that could be
rough.
Interpreted different ways. All right, so the two girls died May 5th, 1967.
67.
Yep. On the day of the girls' deaths, John had a vision of them up in heaven. He said he believed that their spirits were in their old room and began spending tons of time in their old room. At a young age, John became fascinated with the idea of reincarnation, which is kind of weird because he's Catholic. That's something, you know, Christians
don't believe in. No, no, no.
That's more of a, you know, Eastern Indian Hindu kind of belief. And then following his daughter's death, began praying that Gianna and Jacqueline would be reincarnated.
Okay. I mean, yeah, you'd hope. I mean,
so is this like, you know, more of a grief kind of thing? He's not properly grieving, or is this something he actually believes? You know, maybe a bit of both.
But he's hoping, he hoped this after they died.
Yeah. He always, like, I think he had a very young age, he had an interest in reincarnation.
And he hoped that
following their death, that, like, they might be reincarnated.
Well, you'd want anything.
Sure. This angered his wife Florence because it's something that is not, again, not typically believed in Christianity. And maybe he was not properly grieving, or she was still trying to grieve. And she's like, hey, you're kind of just dragging this thing out. We got to move on at some point. But not long after this, the deaths of their daughters, it's discovered that Florence is pregnant again. John believes it will be twins. Again, he's praying for some kind of reincarnation of his deceased daughters. Their obstetrician?
OBGYN.
Nice.
Yeah.
Said there was only a single fetus in the womb. However, on October 4th, 1958, so this is only a little year after their daughters died, Florence gives birth to twins, identical twins, Jillian and Jennifer.
Man, you have to be, that had to be rough.
So they really like the J-sounding names, which is going to cause me confusion trying to keep up with all these people.
Isn't that someone else's family we know?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Okay. It's important to note at this time that John and Florence had four other boys.
Whoa. After this fact, or
who
before?
Who were still alive prior to these twins. So these four boys are around before the twins were born. I guess they had three of the boys after the first daughter, Joanna, was born.
Okay.
And then Jacqueline. And those two young girls died.
So yeah, like a whole litter of kids.
Yeah.
Ooh, rough.
Almost immediately, the parents realized that Jennifer had unusual birthmarks.
Okay.
One on her left waist, just like the deceased Jacqueline's, and the other on her forehead in the same spot as Jacqueline's scar. So at this point, I'm kind of thinking, like, maybe the dad, he wants this so bad, he's just going in every night with a Sharpie, just like...
Yeah.
Putting these birthmarks on the daughter.
But reincarnation doesn't necessarily mean that they are going to be reincarnated as humans.
No, it does not, no.
So he...
They could be an animal.
You hope they weren't like a bug or something, and you're like, just get this bug out of here. And like, Dad, it's me. I mean, that's just... Oh, man. Yeah, what could you be reincarnated? Like, do they have rules for reincarnation?
I think it depends. You can keep being reincarnated.
As a human, or...
As anything. And eventually, like...
Yeah, do you get to choose what I'm asking?
No, you don't get to choose. No.
Crap.
You could keep being reincarnated until, I don't know, you just don't anymore, or you keep getting reincarnated. I guess you get enough karma that...
That's like a level up system.
Yeah, that eventually you become one with whatever the one is.
Just
depends,
stay
it depends
as that?
On like the religion. I don't know, man.
A lot of...
Do you think... When I was doing this, do you think... Like, what do you think how do you think deja vu happens? Because I know, like, some people believe, like, oh, that's a sign of reincarnation. Like, it's something you experienced before, a memory of, like, a past life.
I was like, when you first said that, I'm like, I don't know who the hell deja is.
Is it just a glitch in the Matrix, you know?
You should watch Dark, and they would tell you.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's the entire backstory of that entire show. The glitch in the Matrix. You haven't seen the ending, so you don't...
No.
Yeah. You should watch it. I don't know. I think it's probably just coincidence.
Yeah.
More than likely, because it's the feeling you have, but I don't know, because...
It's weird, though, when it happens, man, you're just like, wait a second.
Wait a tick.
I've seen this, and I've felt this, and a conversation I have, I know I've done this, but, like, you haven't?
I don't think I've ever had that.
Really?
To a significant point where I noticed it.
Okay.
I think I've had, like, once or twice where I'm like, that's weird, but then...
Right.
I did have this I had this dream once. I've had it a few times. It's horrifying. I'm laying in bed, and first off, if I hear white noise when I'm sleeping, all I have is nightmares about me killing myself.
What?
Yeah. That's why, it's horrible. I cannot stand, like, white noise makes me have terrible, terrible nightmares. Like those white noise machines people have?
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me like insane. I don't know why.
I don't use them. I've done like,
we have for the kids.
Yeah.
And like, and every time I heard them, I would have like nightmares, like terrible nightmares.
Listen to ocean sounds.
That type of stuff.
Yeah. Or have the fan. I have to have the fan on now whenever I go to sleep.
And mine's more of like the traditional kind of white noise machines.
Okay.
But yeah, it's horrible.
I think you should go talk to somebody, Chris.
Nah, that's all right. the worst dream I've had a couple of times, besides the server dream. We've all had that. Even a server, you're listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you can't get to any tables. Like you have all your sections entire full, you can't get to anybody though, and it takes you forever to get someone's drink.
So, I have that once a week, man. Yeah. It's horrifying.
I still get them now. Even it's been years since I've been a server, oh my God, those are the worst dreams. There's the most stressful sleep you get.
And so I was like, I haven't been there in a long time. Then I go back and like the menu's different.
Yeah.
And you're just like, again,
you're like, I haven't been here in like 20
full.
Minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, oh crap.
Yeah. I haven't been here in like 10 years, but I'm suddenly working here again all of a sudden.
And that dream's horrible, but there's this one dream I had that kind of really, really scares me because I have this recurring nightmare that I wake up just as I look out the window and a red flash goes off like a nuclear bomb. Mm. And then you get really, really hot. Like I get really, really hot and I wake up like just sweating.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's something like my body's like saying like, hey, you're really hot, man. Wake up.
Oh, maybe.
But it's happened a few times. It's terrifying.
Yeah, I've had those like end of the world recurring dreams where they're like a mass like tidal wave, atomic explosion, tons of tornadoes kind of thing. But those like the world ending kind of stuff. I have those a lot. And then I also have a lot of where I'm back in school. And I can't find my locker. If I do find it, I don't know the code for it. Because they'll still like every time I see one of those locks, man, I panic.
Yeah, those I can't do them. I have a safe somewhere.
You'll never be able to get into it.
I still can't get into it. I've gotten into really? I have left it unlocked because I can't figure out how to open it up. I know the combination, can't actually work it.
Yeah.
One day I sat down for like an hour and tried to figure it out. Finally got it open. I think recently someone like locked it again. I was like, crap.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you have important things in there too.
Yeah. Well, that's not my need. It's just more of a safety thing.
Okay.
Like
some nunchucks.
Stuff I don't actually need every
nunchucks.
Day. Yeah. And so, that's horrifying. But we went from dreams, deja vu to dreams to the end of the world to I can't work a lock.
And we're back.
Yeah.
But deja vu, I wonder if that's like considered like part of the idea of reincarnation. But then I was looking up reincarnation and apparently you're not supposed to remember your past life.
Yeah, I was wondering if I was like a king or something or like
that's the thing.
Warrior.
Every time I've heard people talk to like, who believe in that, like, yeah, there's something cool.
Yeah.
Like I was a king. Like there's never something boring. Like I was just a garbage man.
Garbage man. You never think you're like an ancient guy? You're like just recent? You're like from the 1960s? Yeah, I was a garbage man. That died by getting crushed by garbage.
Yeah. Or I was a peasant who died from the,
that's what I mean.
Death.
Like, yeah.
It's always, people never say anything just normal or like lame. It's just like cool stuff. Like I was a spy.
I always have a weird thing. Like sometimes when you're like sitting there, like you're just like kind of zoning out, like watching TV or something, you're like, I think I got stabbed once and died. Like, every one of those.
Do you think that?
I think if I had ever been reincarnated, I think I was stabbed in an old life.
Do you think, were you...
a sword.
All right. Was this from, like...
Something I feel sometimes.
Huh. All right.
Let's unpack it. It might just be stomach ache. But
just gas. Do you think you were, like, a duel? Or like a,
no clue.
Did like a?
It could have been like a baby's mom that stabbed me. I don't know.
So you owe money to somebody.
Yeah, or it could have been like I was a king. It could have been I was a
assassinated.
Yeah.
What are those? Like a highwayman got you when you're on the road there.
Yeah. I mean, either way.
Maybe yeah.
Got stabbed.
That would have been. Oh.
I don't know. Stabbing seems like it sucks.
Yeah, of course, man.
There's no like cool like stabbing.
No.
Well, that was cool. It's got stabbed.
I mean, you'd hope you'd be like one of those stabbed. Yeah.
Cool story.
Or like you're like running around with it sticking out your arm, like you know,
adrenaline's going.
And scoring like, out of the sword.
Someone's just like, "Hey, dude, you got a sword in your side." Oh, I just thought it was gas.
Yeah. Or like, was that? There's like an episode of Family Guy, again. Or like Stewie gets a piece of glass in his face, and he's like, "What?" And he turns sideways, and it's like, just yeah. out like this far. Yeah, I think. No. I mean,
I think it's cool to think about.
We've talked about it many times. How much it probably sucked to live in the Middle Ages, and like,
yeah.
Because war and famine and all that stuff.
Right. I think it's kind of a neat... I don't necessarily believe in it, but I can see why people would want to because they're like...
I think people want to hang on to any reason why this think that this isn't the only thing we have.
Right. You like hoping that you do some kind of good in your life and it'll pay off in some form or another or like, oh, my life sucks. I hope there's something better.
Yeah.
All right.
The deep talk here on... Deep thoughts here on... Serious Pals.
Jack Handy.
Serious Pals after bedtime.
So the family decide to leave Hexham. These twins were 9 months old to start anew. This is when things start getting strange, Chris. All right, buckle up.
I always buckle up as well. Everybody should at home.
At the age of three, Jillian and Jennifer begin asking for toys by name that used to belong to Joanna and Jacqueline. Florence approvingly boxed them all up and placed them out of sight, following the girls' deaths. She wanted to kind of like, we got to move on. Let's put these toys away. Because like, they're, you know, horrible reminders. When given the toys, Jillian and Jennifer didn't fight over who got what. Which is kind of weird for kids, right?
Yes, extremely.
But instead, divide them up between themselves exactly how Joanna and Jacqueline had. Also, like, so they knew, like, hey, this is mine, this is yours.
What year was this?
This is, these kids were born in 1958, so they're 3 years old, so 1960.
So there was, like, something. Actual toys. It wasn't, like, a husk, you know, no. A corn husk looked like a doll or something, yeah. Like one of those. It's like a stick with,
yeah,
like,
the hoop and stick thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, this is actual, like
rock.
Toys, yeah.
Okay.
They probably had, like, lead paint on them.
Yeah. We turned out fine.
So they divide these toys up exactly how Joanna and Jacqueline had. So they knew which one was whose. Also referring to them as gifts from Santa, which they were.
Originally.
Well,
for the other girls.
Originally, yeah, but come on. They weren't really gifts.
The hell are you talking about? You see that, Santa? You don't believe. Yeah. Make sure he gets nothing.
Getting coal.
Yeah.
The personalities of the twins began mimicking that.
Wait, did I ever tell you that my dad, whenever my dad gave me Christmas gifts, did I talk about this before?
Oh, it's a joke, yeah.
They're ashes.
You told me about that, yeah.
I was like, Dad, give...
Here.
And then I was like, Santa gives coal. What are you doing? You have ashes? Yeah.
The personalities of the twins began to mimic that of their deceased sisters. Jillian would often mother her twin sister, Jennifer, just like the deceased Joanna would mother the younger Jacqueline. And these are twins, identical twins.
Okay.
Jillian was more social and generous than Jennifer, just like how Joanna was to Jacqueline. One time upon visiting, going back and visiting Hexham, I think they ended up moving back there. This is where the family originally was when the daughters died.
In Hexham?
Yep.
And where do they live now?
They moved. So they're still in England. They're still in England. I can't remember the name of the place. But they were visiting, went back to the visit Hexham. I think they ended up moving there. So this is a place that the twins have left when they're only 9 months old. They have no memory of it. Upon visiting, they were able to point out the school of their deceased sisters and the park that they frequented.
How old were they?
At this point, they're three, I believe.
Okay.
They're like, hey, those are sisters' schools.
How many schools are there?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good point.
And it's a park. Kids like parks.
In a park. And they're like, oh, we know how to get to the swings.
Like, okay. Right.
Well, I don't know.
3-year-olds.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like, that's a swing. Can we go to the swing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. All kind of weird.
Going. Yeah. This is a little okay.
The family and friends noted the similarities between the twins and their deceased sisters. Like Jacqueline, Jennifer had a stocky build, and Jillian was more slender than Joanna. Or Joanna, sorry. Apparently, the twins walked in similar way to their sisters as well. Jennifer also held her pencil in a fisted-like fashion.
At 3 years old?
Yep.
Well.
As did Jacqueline, whereas Jillian was quick to learn to write just like Joanna did.
Okay.
At this point, John and Florence were able to take a step back from work and be at home more frequently to spend time with their family. Because they're like, oh, we have kids. We should probably do our time with them.
You think?
But they also had six kids at one point, so, they got to work.
It's a lot of kids.
But however, they noticed that the twins preferred to be around their grandmother more than them. Remember the previous daughters
with their grandparents all the time. Grandmother all the time.
The twins had an unusual fear of cars. Often upon hearing a car crossing streets, they go into a panic. One time they yell, the car, it's coming for us.
Creepy.
Yeah. But again, I think there's also a lot of, when we'll go into this, there's a lot of like reasonable explanation.
Cars are scary.
That's the why. These kids are asking
a small child.
This is kind of weird. Florence recalled at one point overhearing the twins discussing the car accident, something she claims the twins had no knowledge about. She also saw Jillian cradling Jennifer's head, saying, "The blood's coming out of your eyes. That's where the car hit you."
Oh boy, this is getting worse.
According to John, when he had identified his daughter's bodies after the car accident, Jacqueline's head was bandaged above the eyes.
I don't like this.
So again, the parents are saying we don't talk about this stuff with these twins about what happened to their deceased sisters. So how would they know this stuff? Whenever the twins talked about the accident, John claimed they talked about it in the present tense as if they were reliving it. All right, so the dad definitely believed that these twins were reincarnation of the previous sisters. Florence was skeptical at first, but then I think within like 2 years, she's like, yeah, I think they are. And the twins eventually believed it too. It's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Like you're not
your own
you're
people. Not
you. Yeah. These other people that you never met.
Boy.
But again, I don't know, man. That's, you're dealing with people's belief system, so it's kind of like, I don't know.
What's that called? The Well of Souls? It's like where all the souls, supposedly where our souls come from. It's like
What's
that called where the souls come? I think it's called the Well of Souls. I don't know. I'm not religious. Like that level where I understand.
What religion is that?
That's what I'm asking. I'm not like, I don't know the world religions. It's something, it might be more of like, Dante's Inferno type of thing where it got kind of co-opted into modern Christianity or like Catholicism.
Do you have a purgatory kind of thing?
Where the souls come from and depending.
I know I've heard that before, that term, but I'm not sure.
We're really knocking on a door here, Jordan. We're just really.
By the time the twins turned 5, they began losing their memories, quotation marks, of their past lives. And as they got older, they became more skeptical.
Skeptical of who they that they weren't actually reincarnations?
Yeah. However, though, in 1981, Jillian, now in her 20s, claimed to have visions of playing in a sandbox in Wickham, England.
Wickham.
She was able to describe in great detail this place she had never been to before.
Wickham was where the other girls were from? Where they lived?
At one point, yeah. This place was a town the Pollocks lived in when Joanna was 3. This is before the girls were ever born. The twins were ever born.
Okay.
She has these images where she's able to describe in great detail of this house, this town that they lived in. Let me ask you this, Chris. Is this reincarnation or something else?
I want to say that this is probably some type of projection from their parents on these kids by noticing little things, like almost feeding them context or feeding them clues slowly, inadvertently.
Yeah.
And then parents noticing something because they want to see something, but I don't know. I'm not a
witch doctor,
whatever they say for this.
Witch doctor.
I don't know how this works.
This is like, in India and in a lot of like Asian countries where Buddhism and Hindu are popular, reincarnation is like a common thing. That's like, it's ingrained in the culture. So like there's instances of that, reports of that over there, but like this is kind of a big thing for, in the West, in the Western societies, Western cultures, for like people like, hey, this is reincarnation. So it's got like a lot of news.
I want to jump in here.
Good.
Wait, the Well of Souls. sometimes translated the Pit of Souls. It's a partly man-made cave located inside the Foundation Stone, which is the noble rock in Islam, under the dome of the rock shrine on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
This is Islamic?
Yeah, apparently. Okay. During the Crusades, it was known to the Christians as the Holy of Holies.
Oh, jeez.
Referring to the inner sanctum of the former Jewish temple, which, according to modern scholarship, was probably located on top of the Foundation Stone. The name derives from a medieval Islamic legend that at this place, the spirits of the dead can be heard awaiting Judgment Day.
Jeez.
Although this is not a mainstream view in Sunni Islam.
Yep.
So it seems like it has, you know,
a sect. It's like a sect of...
it's something... a part of multiple religions, kind of like Islam has a Well of Souls type of thing.
Yeah.
At least, I don't know. I'm not going to go deeper into that but right now, but like it's interesting.
Yeah, I feel like I have heard that term before. Is it said it was the Crusades? Was it like a...
it was
Holy of
during,
Holies?
Yeah, the Holy of Holies, okay. Whenever the Crusaders went through, I guess. Okay, back to the dead little children. This guy, everybody.
So there is a somewhat happy ending, right? Because they thought, like, you know, this family was, like, you know, somewhat whole again.
So these dead children, these new living children, yeah, faked their parents out, or their parents treated them as if they were their dead children, because the parents obviously had some type of...
issues with grieving properly, maybe.
Or they really were.
Yeah. Again, like I said, it depends on how you look at it.
I'm looking at it like it's...
cuckoo.
No, it's just sad and... it's just sad.
Yeah.
You understand where the parents are coming from.
Of course, yeah.
But like...
but yeah, so like, despite the fact that John and Florence claim they never talked in detail about Juan and Jacqueline's death to the twins, like, they still could have got this information from somewhere else.
Or
like
their, you know,
the grandmother, the brothers, for sure. Or they just like, oh, and this is, they were born only a year after their sisters had died.
Yeah.
It's probably still fresh in everyone's memory. And like, they could, I'm assuming they could feel the grief. So maybe the sisters were like, oh, let's go along with this.
That's when they're bringing out the toys.
Yeah. And they're young and impressionable, you know.
Because, you know, like, for example, I'd like to know, like, when the toys were coming out, right, those toys, go back to that. Was the mom saying, oh, this was Jacqueline's and this was Joanna's?
Again, you were only hearing about these strange miracles or occurrences from the parents.
Right. Not even the other brothers?
Not that I saw, or the grandmother, you know? So, like, you're only hearing it from the people who, you know, believe in reincarnation.
Okay.
And again, like, I'd assume at some point, you know, that when they go back to some, you know, townspeople and be like, hey.
How about those dead kids, right?
Yeah. Aren't they your sisters? They had to have, like, absorbed this information somehow. Even the parents didn't talk about the whole situation specifically to them. They could have overheard them talking about it in another room. Like, hey, you know, this.
And, like, I think there's a lot of weird similarities going on, though.
Sure.
There's a lot of weird situations where, like, when they were 9 months old, stuff happened, you know, before they really even...
as far as, like, the birthmark stuff. That's...
okay. So I really think, at this point, I'm thinking, like, the parents probably inadvertently projected it on them.
Yeah, sure.
But I could be wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong.
I mean, that's what a lot of people think.
Okay.
Like, their own grief... their own way of, like, dealing with this subconsciously, like, they might have, you know, projected this onto the kids.
Right.
Unintentionally.
So those are the theories?
That's it. There was a psychiatrist from the United States who studied this. I'm getting this off he wrote a book about, he believed in reincarnation, possibly. And he's a psychiatrist in, you know, the Western world, which is, again, kind of odd. It's not a, you know, belief typically believed by people in the West. And again, he's a psychiatrist. He's a doctor. So I got this from a website called RTD Documentary Channel that I think is Russian.
So, yeah, it is. I've seen that before, yeah. But also, first off, your defense of this guy was he was a doctor.
Well, that's the thing, though. Like, that is, yeah, that's, again, I'm saying, like,
it doesn't mean much.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes.
Again, sure, but I'm just saying, like,
doctors, you know, can be kooky,
I'm
too.
I'm just throwing it out there, like, take this, you know, how you will.
Gotcha.
Doesn't necessarily
gotcha.
Mean he's, you know. So, in a quote from this, it says, his name is Ian Stevenson. Ian Stevenson claimed that since Jillian and Jennifer were, I don't know what the heck this means, monozygotic twins.
Oh, yeah, the zygote split.
Okay, and therefore...
There's one zygote split into two.
Okay. Since they're monozygotic twins and therefore were genetically identical, Jennifer's birthmark could not be explained by genetics.
Oh, yeah.
Besides, as Florence Pollock didn't believe in reincarnation while pregnant with the twins, the maternal impression, like a psychic effect of the mother on the unborn child, could not be the cause for the marks.
Yeah, it seems weird. Like, I didn't even think about that. Like, if they're identical twins, why would one have a birthmark?
Well, so this gets rebutted by historian Ian Wilson in the same article. The twins' weird behavior was only witnessed by the parents, which I mentioned earlier. So there's a bias since they believe in reincarnation themselves. I did notice some of the articles, like, they're like, twins can't, identical twins usually would have the same birthmarks, but apparently that's not the case. It's not
in
like
this situation.
In general, apparently it's not like a freak incident of like twins not having the same birthmarks.
Yeah, how do birthmarks come about? I thought it was something weird.
I don't know.
It's caused during birth?
I would assume because it's birthmark, right?
I don't know. That seems weird again.
And the big thing I saw too in the articles is like there's no history of the Pollocks having twins in their family.
Yeah, that's a big thing
is
too.
That, is that real? Is that the real thing?
You have if you don't have twins on, apparently, again, I'm not a real doctor.
I heard that, like, on some side of the family, like, there's a genetic.
Yeah, on the women's side, woman's side. So, on the mother's side, they have to have twins. Like, my family, there's twins on my side.
Is there?
Yeah, but not on my wife's side.
Okay.
So. I mean, that's the thing is like...
I remember hearing that's a thing, but I don't know how like true that is. But that was a big thing. Like, how do they have twins? Like, it's not never been like a history of that in their family. And it's just kind of like that further push along with the birthmark thing outside of what the parents were saying. That kind of like the birthmark thing and the fact they had twins and it wasn't history of twins kind of pushed the idea of the whole reincarnation thing.
Yeah.
On the scientific side, I guess, rather than just the parents just being like, yeah, they walk the same way. And
So apparently doctors don't really know why or what causes birthmarks. There's some types of birthmarks that are caused by blood vessels being too clumped up in certain areas, but... Okay.
What's the difference between a birthmark and a mole? Or are they the same thing?
I don't know.
It was like this... Same things? Like they're synonymous?
Hey man, you're asking me lots of questions that there's no way of me knowing.
I mean, I think this is, you know, I don't want to crap on people's beliefs by any means, but I think this, for me, this is just kind of cut and dry. I do feel for, you know, these families have to go through like, you know, something like this.
Yeah.
And you want to, you know, believe and...
You're hanging on to any hope.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're really seeing...
For better or for worse.
You're seeing anything because you want to know that your children are okay.
Right.
Which is weird because, like, that means your other children...
Kind of suffer because of that, right?
Oh, I mean, in general, I think everybody's suffering at that point, but... Moles are growths on the skin. They're usually brown or black. A birthmark is a colored mark that appears soon after the baby's birth. So a mole must grow. It's a growth.
Oh, right.
And it's above the skin.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And apparently it can happen whenever.
Yeah. It'd be cancerous.
So can... Oh, yeah, you're right. There's some gross pictures on here.
I did get a mole removed once, and I didn't know at the time, like, why. Remember my mom was like, hey, you know, good news, your mole wasn't cancerous. I was like, what?
That was a thing. Like, I was supposed to be worried about that.
When did they remove it? Oh, she told you after it got removed?
Yeah, I'm sure she told me like why I needed to get removed, but like I don't know. Like when she's like, hey, good news, the moles and cancer is like come again. Like I was supposed to be worried
who,
about
what
this.
Now?
Yeah, I have this like a scar.
But the other thing is,
I have a scar on my back, and I'm like, oh, that'd be cool. And start telling people, I was like, shot.
But she's like,
but they like froze it and cut it off. It was weird.
Yeah, I had one on my head that cut off.
Yeah, this. I don't know what this.
It's
fine. I was naked when I shaved my head. It just bleeds.
You can carve that right off. You can carve that baby right off there.
You just get a knife out. You're just like, here.
Remember we did it to one of our friends who had a cyst. Whenever he passed out, we're like, we'll get take care of that for you, bro. That's gross. Wait, so
they actually cut it.
He never got it taken care of. Yeah, this is just
I'm just saying, like, I just want to make clear, like, we didn't cut this dude's head when he was passed out.
I mean,
that would be wrong.
Oh yeah, definitely. We didn't actually do it.
Yeah, it was a joke.
But we told him we were going. No,
do him a favor.
Because he didn't have health insurance. We're trying to help him out.
Yeah,
we're trying to be good friends.
Yeah.
We
would have sterilized the knife.
I ran it through the fire a couple times. Yeah. We were just going to puncture it, though. We weren't going to actually cut it off.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. It's just a... Yeah. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, when your mom said that to you, she's like, guess what? You don't have cancer, but your dog died. So, like, what was the context of this revelation for you?
What do you mean?
Was she like... Use that as a way to say, hey, but you know, I'm moving out or something, or get out of my house.
Oh, no, that was just it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You shouldn't use it to soften the blow or something else.
But, yeah.
You don't have cancer.
By the way, you're adopted. What?
Yeah. All right.
Mom. Yeah. So I mean, I don't believe in this thing being a reincarnation thing.
Do you think it's just the parents?
Yep.
That's where you're going.
Yep.
The parents. Again, projecting it on them.
Right.
Or seeing something that wasn't there.
Yeah.
Was the grandma ever like interview and asked about this?
I tried to find stuff about the grandma. I tried finding stuff about the brothers and I couldn't really find anything.
Did you say something about the girl when she was 20s in the 80s that she...
Yeah, so they lost their memories of their past lives. Started around 5 and I think went till 7. And then by that time they were gone. They kind of stopped talking as if they were these past children. But in 1981, Jillian, one of the twins, claimed she was having visions of
the sandbox, right?
Yeah, where the family used to live before these twins were born, where Joanna lived when she was 3.
Is there any like follow up with the like social media influencers now or something like?
No, it was even hard like finding pictures of like. There wasn't even a Wikipedia page about this, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah.
There's a Wikipedia page about everything, but like, so a lot of the websites is kind of like, I don't know. I don't know about this.
Well, thanks for bringing us a bunch of crap, Jordan.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay. So we got dead children,
which we love to talk about, apparently,
and reincarnated children.
Yeah. I just thought it was interesting because, again, like, it's the Western world.
In England.
Yeah. In England, and like, it's kind of the first time this was kind of brought up before outside of Asia and India.
Where these parents, I'd imagine reincarnation is more, especially in the West, probably more looked at now or like more maybe even believed in.
Maybe, yeah.
Probably the way.
I mean, well, yeah, sure, yeah.
The way things are going.
Yeah. But like, there's stories like this that happen, you know, in countries where this, you know, where religion that, you know, thinks reincarnation is a thing. There's stories like this all the time.
Yeah.
But it being, you know, in a country that's not really...
You think it's just a bias? Like, it's almost like they're seeing it because they want to see it.
Yes.
So they're looking for it.
Yeah,
so any little...
There's like a confirmation bias? Is that something like that? Yeah. Yes.
It's probably more of a confirmation bias of like, they know what they're looking for. They go in... They're not doing like research in the fact that they're like going in asking a question. They're going in looking for the answer.
They already have like the answer in their head, and they're just like
looking
finding
for
things
yeah.
that, like, for better or worse, push that. So,
all right, well, Jordan. Well, thank you for bumming me out, and also,
I want to know about their brothers. I'm sure the brothers were just like told them a bunch of stuff.
like the twins.
The fact that you don't hear from them about the brothers is probably, they were just like, no, this never happened. But I don't know. Sure. Well, again, thank you for being here today, Jordan, and bumming me out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody out there for being here. We are always open to new stories. If you have any ideas, please reach out to us and through email or social media, or comment on a video, or comment on a podcast. Please follow us on any podcast platform. We're on most of them now.
Yeah, if we need to stop doing stuff like this, let us know.
Yeah. Yes, if it's depressing you too as well. And please give us a follow on social media. Give us a subscribe on YouTube. And give us a follow on any podcast platform. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we thank you all for being here. We love you all. And Jordan, thank you for being here again.
Thank you.
And we will see you next week. Same mysterious place, same mysterious space on the internet. Mm-hmm. And I look forward to more mystery, as should you.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you for being here. We will see you next week.
Bye bye.
Jordan.
Chris.
Same series.
You too, buddy.
Bye-bye.